Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Chase. May I start by getting your zip code, please?
20689.
Thank you very much for that. And the first and last name?
Stuart Giles.
Giles. Okay, I do have you here, Mr. Giles. Yes, sir, I do have you here. For security purposes, can you verify the address for me?
830 Dalrymple Road, Sunderland, Maryland.
Okay, thank you again for that. Let's see, we've got the Ultra Testo there, used for boosting strength, stamina, and testo. What can I do for you today?
I've never received it.
Oh, okay. Let me take a look at that. I'm showing here. Let's see if this is correct here. I have the order date would have been on 6/11. Does that sound about right for you?
That's correct.
Okay, let me open this up here. So we've got order day 6/11, left the warehouse on 6/13. The shipping method is always USPS, United States Post Office, so it should go into your mailbox there. I'm showing here, like I said, it left the warehouse on the 13th, and it's showing that it was delivered on the 18th. But I'm going to go ahead and do a track because I have that tracking number. So I'm going to track it and see. Yeah, it's showing at 3:02 p.m. It was scanned and placed into the mailbox on June the 18th. I definitely apologize for that, Mr. Giles, if you didn't receive that. Like I said, we wouldn't have any way of knowing because it's our systems that's showing that everything was delivered fine and okay. But yeah. I can reship that for you if you'd like me to do that.
That's strange because I was expecting that and a couple other things. So I've been checking the mail regularly.
Right.
In fact, the post office actually scans the mail and emails it to us. What's coming in the mail that day, and I've never seen it on that either.
Right. Yes, sir. Yeah, and like I said, that's actually how we get the information, you know, that it was delivered. That the United States Post Office employee is supposed to scan that package before they place it in the customer's mailbox. So we know that it was delivered. But that is strange there. Can we verify just to make sure we have the right shipping address there? I know you said it earlier, but I want to make sure we have everything spelled correctly and all that there. It's 830, that's correct.
Yes.
Okay. And then the road name there, it's going to be DALRYMPLE.
Correct.
And of course, that's road. Sunderland is SUNDERLAND.
Yep.
And then, of course, Maryland is the state, and the zip code is 20689.
Correct.
Okay, yeah, we have everything correct there. I'm not sure what's going on. Like I said, I'm going to go ahead and reship it for you. Same shipping time frame, should arrive within the next 3 to 5 business days. If you want to, did you receive the tracking number through email with this first order?
No. Okay, I didn't receive any emails.
Okay, yeah, that's strange too, because I have here on 6/13, it's called Your Order is Shipped. That's what the email title is. But it was sent to thegilesplace@yahoo.com.
That's me.
Okay. Well, yeah, like I said, usually when we ship these, you should receive that email on the day that it leaves the warehouse and that tracking label is created. I'm sorry?
What would the email be coming from? What will it say on the email? Because I'm going to search it right now.
Sure, yeah. The email title is going to be Your Order Has Shipped.
Okay, but I mean, who's it coming from?
Oh, it should have Ultra Testo on there, the name of the product.
Okay. Your order was...
Yeah, I'm showing, let's see, should have two emails from us. On 6/11, when he placed the order, that email is titled Your Order Confirmation, and just comes with your order number there. And then you have the 6/13 is when it's shipped, so that's when we send you the tracking number for that.
And it was delivered 6/18, you're showing?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I'm going to – I doubt it, but I'm going to check with my roommates. But I notified them that I was expecting some important things. And so they were aware if anything came for me, you know, not to throw it out like it was junk mail or something like that. You know, not that
right.
They would. Just to be extra safe. So I'm going to check with them again, but That's why I'm asking for all these dates. But, I mean, I would... You got the right email address, but I have no emails from Ultra Testo. Let me see. Let me try something else. Ultra...
You could also try a search for, it may come up under Limitless Nutrition. I think that's the merchant name there. So it could come under that. I think it should be the product name though, but.
What did you just say? Call it Limitless?
Limitless Nutrition.
Okay. I do see one here. Okay. It's saying, okay, order confirmation we received in this processing. Shipping confirmation, email, or tracking. Yep, and that's the only one I have. That was on, let's see, it's showing the order date is 6/11.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah, and the confirmation email is also June 11th, 11:15 p.m. And that's the only one that's popping up for that search.
There wasn't anyone for 6/13?
Let me just see here. No, that's an ad. Yeah, no, I'm only getting the one for 6/11. It's the only one that's coming up under that, you know, Ultra Testo label. Or the Limitless is actually coming up as Limitless.
Limitless Nutrition.
I guess a search pulled it up from the body of the email.
I got you.
Ultra Testo. That's strange because I didn't even see that in the email anywhere. So I don't know how it came back with support at Limitless Nutrition. Okay, this is bizarre.
Well, what I want to do here, Mr. Jones, is I'm going to reship a new bottle out, of course, free of charge there. Like I said, you know the shipping time frame, so you can be looking out for that. But in the meantime, if you want, I can provide you with, of course, the first original tracking number there, since you don't have it in your emails. If you wanted to, you know, go to the post office and ask them about that, or maybe they can, you know, track it a different way than we can here. And then on top of that there, I know you didn't receive the first shipping email, even though they should come out, and hopefully you'll get the second one now that I'm reshipping the product out to you. But if not, you know that it usually takes around 2 to 3 days to leave the warehouse. So I would say, you know, if we don't get a shipping email within the next 2 to 3 business days, you can always give us a call back and ask us for the tracking number, and then we can just, you know, provide that to you there so you can track this new order that's coming as well.
All right. Now, when does the 14-day trial start? Before I get charged for $99.
Yes, sir. I'm glad you asked that there, because normally it would be, you know, the day you pay the shipping there, and then, like I said, customers have that product in their hands in the next 3 days, four at the most. But since you have had a problem here with your shipment there, we have an option to go ahead and extend the trial for you. I've already done that. I've got it set in place there. So your trial is actually going all the way through July the 12th.
Okay. Nine. Yeah, that's. I was just reviewing, you know, a few things. As I mentioned, I had a few things I was expecting, and when I saw that, I was like, wow. It posted on my account the 12th, which jives with it being ordered on the 11th, and I'm counting up 14. That's 25. It's 22nd. So
right. Yeah.
Yeah, so
you should have definitely had it by now. And I'm glad you called, too, because, like I said, we would have never known that it never got there with, you know, the information that we have here.
Well, yeah, and that's what really baffles me. Huh. How the post office would scan it and say it's delivered. And best I can tell right now, it never reached our mailbox.
Yes, sir.
So, anyway. All right. Well, thank you for your help.
Yeah, no problem, Mr. Giles. And just to, you know, reiterate there, you have the new one on the way, so just be looking out for that. If you do need the tracking number for that new one, I would say, you know, wait about 2 days, give us a call back, and we should have that tracking number already for you. Hopefully everything goes through fine this time. We'll receive the email, and then the product arrives on time as well. But, of course, if not, you have our number here. We're 24/7. I've got that trial extended out through July the 12th there for you. So you got plenty of time to, you know, give us a call back. If we have to, you know, reship a new product or extend the trial again, we can always do that. We just want to make sure you actually get the product that you ordered.
Yes. Yeah. All righty. Well, thanks for your help.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
All right. Bye now.
Bye-bye.